song nowadays called the West Virginia Polka.
Pups are lazy, don't be lazy. Time to get your cow persuaded. Hold her in your arms and dance West Virginia polka. Don't marry, never, never. With things that damn it scary. With something in her ears, West Virginia polka. Say it sweet, that green to me beneath the mountain moon. Get fresh and it's their power, skip to the West Virginia tomb. Makes your heart beat light and gay and hurts your weary blues away. Say your love belongs to me, to the West Virginia polka.
Folks will kind of help me here, and I'll see if I can squall it out to you, huh?
Don't forget me, little darling, when I'm grown old and gray. A little thought before I'm gone far, far away. Help me waiting on the hillside
that fair the wild red roses grow. On the sunny side of the mountain where the rippling waters flow. Ago. Don't forget about those promises you gave me and so. Been so long since I've seen you, but my love lingers on the sunny side of the mountain where the rippling waters flow. Heartaches tell me, dear, please be fair. Just in case I cannot find you, I'll be waiting for your call. On the sunny side of the mountain where the rippling waters fall. Microphone down a little bit. Gene Merritt's going to step in here and do some fiddling, tall fiddling here with him. All right, sir, boys, let's really turn it loose here. Let her go there, Johnny.
Because this is one I have on Columbia Records Hall of Fame. And I don't know if I ever told you all or not, but when they get on Columbia's Hall of Fame, that means they've sold as many as the hit song of the nation. Like nowadays we have, you know, number one tune and number two. Sold as much as a hit. And over a period of years, about 5 years. And what they call a steady seller, a standard. And it's folks like you all out there that's bought the record and helped put it up there. And I want to sing it for you here this evening, since so many of you have asked for it, and show you my appreciation and you folks helping put it there, called The Legend of the Dogwood Tree. A legend though it be, it tells how blessed Jesus was pitied by a tree. 'Twas in the days when Jesus this earth did walk upon, the dogwood tree was larger, its wood was firm and strong. How beautiful the story, the legend of a tree.
a blessing we'll receive, just as the lovely story of the lonely dog would dream.
At the time of the crucifixion, the dog would attain the size of the oak and other forest trees. So strong and firm was the wood of it that it was chosen for the timber of the cross. To be used for such a cruel purpose greatly distressed the tree, and Jesus sensed this and smiled upon it, and in his gentle sorrow for pity said to it, "Because of your regret and pity for my suffering, I make you this promise. Never again shall the dogwood grow enough to be used for a cross. Henceforth it shall be slender and bent and twisted, and its blossoms shall be in the form of a cross, two long petals and two short petals. And in the center of the outer edge of each petal, there'll be the nail prints brown with rust and stained with blood. And the center of the flowers will be an image of the crown of thorns. And all who see it will remember that it was upon the dogwood tree I was crucified. And this tree shall not be mutilated or destroyed, but cherished as a reminder of my death upon the cross. Two petals long, two petals short, a symbol of the cross. On each the print of nails and blood, which picture Jesus' love. In the center of each flower, the crown of thorns can see. And so is told the legend of the lonely dogwood tree. Silver, so stony, start me out about the key of A.
Tis a sad but true story. From the Bible it came, of a chosen disciple, though I mention no name. He planned with a council of the priests that day, 30 pieces of silver was the price they would pay. Paid for Jesus, on the cross he was slain. Betrayed and forsaken, unloved and unclaimed, in anger they pierced him, but he died not in vain. On the hillside, the multitude came and found our dear Savior. Then they took him away. They spoke him and mocked him, thorns were crammed round his head, and his raiment of purple showed the blood stains of red. up on the mountain with face toward the sun. Judas begged mercy for what he had done. He gave back the silver for his heart filled with strife. And there in the mountain he took his own life. 30 pieces of the price paid for Jesus. On the cross he was slain, betrayed and forsaken, unloved and unclaimed. In anger they pierced him, but he died not in.
Something must have happened to it, because all the sand shifted to the bottom. And she's got teeth just like sparkling beverages. That's one down and seven up. And she She had real long blonde hair, and it hung all the way down her back. Of course, there weren't none on her head, but it was all the way down her back. And her dress used to be the envy of about every girl in our town. But now all she does is just sit around the house in an old worn-out cotton nightgown. And all the shame of it all, for now she's just a housewife, and that's all. She used to be queen of the ball, as pretty as a picture on the wall. They'd stand in line and wait and just beg her for a day. But now she's a housewife, and that's all.
Thank you. Afternoon called Satisfied. Tell Lee more on me if I don't, so I'll have to go ahead and do that. Hawkshaw, too. Huh? He's taller than I am. Boy, there's one boy I'll have to back up to. Yeah, all right, that's right. Here it is, a little bit of the Black Mountain Rag, and friends, then we'll turn everything back over here to Alex, who'll tell you what's next here on our show for this evening. And here it is, the Black Mountain Rag. Thank you.
called Idle Gossip, Idle Words. My foolish heart was young and gay the day my loved one sailed away across an ocean that was wide and blue. The things we said and thought would last had vanished when a month had passed. I realized his love for me. I wrote him that I would be true, but all the time my poor heart knew that I was much too young to settle down. I started going out at night with my friends who thought me right, and soon the word was spread all over town. Somebody's heart and never does know.
guys is from the train that robbed the guy of a bank and carried the money far from town. It was in that very place they had a little race. They shot down the keys to the ground.
And yes, he had a wife to mourn for his wife. The children, they were brave. The three little cowards that shot Mr. Hunt has laid poor Jesse in his grave.
Poor Jesse and his friends.
Jesse had a wife to mourn for his life. The children, they were brave. That dirty little coward that shot Mr. Hart has laid poor Jesse in his grave.
A little longer, please, Jesus.
Heavier with each day.
repeat this for all the bells and all the folks who enjoy our sacred numbers. And here it is.
My Lord.